Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and if it's 3 p.m. Central, it's Basic Gospel Live, and you can reach us right now at 844-322-2742. If you have a Bible question or some issue you're dealing with and you'd like to discuss it, well, now's the time to call that number in the U.S. and Canada, 844-322-2742. Call now because it's Basic Gospel. And here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We've talked all this month about the grace of God, the resolutions, you know, that we as believers can legitimately make. You know, so many of us make resolutions, and 2 weeks into the new year, we've just tossed up our hands and said we can't do it. But we put forth some biblical resolutions that really focus us on Jesus Christ. And first, find your place of rest in Him. And that comes to a point in our lives of saying, hey, God the Father was satisfied with the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on my behalf. Am I going to be satisfied? Mm-hmm. Am I going to rest in what Jesus did on my behalf and say, thank you for the forgiveness of sins that I have in Him? That's an incredible goal, to come to that place of rest. And it's going to take the grace of God to move you there. You can't get there on your own. You're just going to have to recognize what Christ has done and allow that grace of God to move your heart to say thank you. And at that point, you're at a place of rest. The next thing we talked about is growing in grace, growing in our knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah. Well, growing in the grace of God, well, that power that saved us, that favor of God that reached down to us in the person of Jesus Christ and saved us and took us out of darkness, placed us into light, took us out of death, placed us into life, made us alive together with Christ, cleansed us of all unrighteousness, gave us the very righteousness of Jesus Christ, made us holy, set us apart so that we could experience the life of God. Mm-hmm. That's what it means to grow in grace, to grow in those particular truths. And what we're going to find as we grow in grace, this grace of God is going to teach us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions, mm-hmm. and to live righteous, upright lives in this present generation. So growing in grace has incredible positive, practical benefits. The world that we live in, it's not going to go away. The world is going to continue to press in on us and try to get us to conform to its ways. But the grace of God, as we grow in the grace of God, we're going to find ourselves saying no, renouncing the ungodliness and those worldly passions, mm-hmm. and simply choosing to trust in Jesus Christ. And then the final thing is to live out who we are as children of God. Figure out who you are in Christ and then trust the Lord. And as you do, you're going to be living out who you are in this world of darkness. Paul put it this way in Ephesians chapter 5, and it's a very interesting passage. He starts this passage by saying that we should be imitators of God. Well, we can't imitate God. We can't, look at what He does and then try to imitate that. He's saying, be followers. Just allow your life to be a reflection of His life in this world. Well, we can because we have His life living in us. Jesus Christ lives in us. And so as beloved children, that's who we are. We're beloved children of God the Father. And He says, therefore, walk in love as Christ loved us and gave Himself up for us, a fragrant offering and a sacrifice to God. And then He says, but sexual immorality and all impurity or covetous must not even be named among you. Why? Because that stuff doesn't fit anymore with who you are. And He moves on down the passage, and He gets to verse 8, and He says this, for at one time you were darkness. That's who you were. That's what your identity was all about. you were identified with the ways of this world. You weren't walking in love. You weren't walking in truth. You were walking in lies. You were walking in pride. You were walking in all of those things that constitute and characterize the way of the world. You were darkness. But now you are light in the Lord. Something happened to you the moment that you were saved. You didn't just sign a doctrinal statement right. And say, I agree with this and I'll abide with these beliefs. No, God did something to you on the inside. He moved you from darkness to light. And what is the conclusion of all that? He says, therefore, simply live as children of light. Walk as children of light. You were darkness. You had no problem walking as a child of darkness.
Right.
But something's happened. You're no longer a child of darkness. You're a child of light. Now walk as a child of light. That's what the grace of God is going to empower us to do in this world of darkness. So find your place of rest in Jesus Christ. From that place of rest, you're going to start to grow in the grace of God. You're going to start to grow in your knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And as you grow in the grace of God, as you grow in your knowledge of Christ Jesus, guess what's going to happen? You're going to start learning about who you are in Christ and who Christ is in you. And you're going to begin to walk as who you are, a child of light.
Great truth from the Word of God. Thanks, Bob, and for those thoughts are wonderful reassurance of who we are and what we have become in the Lord Jesus Christ. 844-322-2742, that's the number to call. If you have roughly 7 minutes after 3 p.m. Central Time, it's Basic Gospel Live, and as I've said before, you can reach out and reach into the studio right now and speak directly with us. Again, that number, 844-322-2742. And we've talked a lot about the Basic Gospel Daily Devotional, and if you have not yet subscribed, we think you're missing a wonderful opportunity to begin each new day with encouragement from the Word of God. For instance, this morning, subscribers received an encouraging word from Bob about the confidence we can have in approaching God, knowing that we are forgiven 100% and that He's provided the blessings of an eternal future with Him. The Basic Gospel Daily Devotional, and you'll find the subscribe link on every page of our website, top left corner at basicgospel.net. Again, top left corner, basicgospel.net. Bob, a question for you. Do Christians have to go to church?
That's a good question, and it's a question that a lot of Christians are asking, and it's a question a lot of Christians have asked us. They've sent that in to us. If you're a believer, do you have to go to church? Do you have to belong to a church? When I grew up, that's what I was told, that if I wasn't a member, a faithful member of a local church, I couldn't be a Christian, and I couldn't go to heaven when I died. And thank goodness that I didn't buy into that. But why that's an important question for us today is because that's the question that we discussed on our YouTube channel, basicgospel.net/YouTube. And we created this YouTube channel just for you, our listeners. And over the last year, this YouTube channel has absolutely exploded. We've seen explosive growth in the number of subscriptions. And so we know this outreach is having quite the ministry to people, not only here in the United States, but literally all over the world. And we would like to see that channel double in the next year. And we're very close to 5,000 subscribers, about 90 left to go. And we would love to see us hit 5,000 by the end of this weekend. So if you haven't subscribed, we encourage you to do so. And here's some of the things that we talk about on our YouTube video. We answer questions like this: can you lose your salvation? And we dive into the Word of God and answer that question and bring people to that point of assurance and confidence in the Lord and what He's actually accomplished in their lives. How do we know that God loves us? What happens to me when I die? Do I have to tithe? Am I obligated to give 10% of my income to a local church? Have I committed the unpardonable sin? Those are the types of questions that we Ask and Answer at our YouTube channel, and we would love for you to be a part of that growing network of subscribers. If you haven't subscribed, we encourage you to go to our YouTube channel, basicgospel.net, basicgospel.net/YouTube. And if you've already subscribed, thank you. Be sure and like the videos and spread the word about this particular venue that we have. Mm-hmm. Like my son Coleman said, you know, you can learn anything on YouTube. Why not learn about the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ?
You've taught him well. Thanks for that, Bob. Can you be a Christian and not go to church? That's the latest video that Bob posted just this morning at basicgospel.net/YouTube. Well, we had this call that came in off hours, Bob. Let's listen.
Hi, Bob. I asked Jesus into my heart when I was about 18, 19 years old. I'm now 66 years old, and I've had a question that had me stumble in my Christian life is that I continue to sin. And I'm taught that if you continue to sin, maybe you're not really a Christian. And I've struggled with that. It's been a stumbling block my entire life. The more I try not to sin, just like Paul said, the more I do. But there's constant sinning in my life, just little things. And so every time there's a salvation call, I'm always raising my hand in prayer for salvation, to ask Jesus in my heart again. And I just feel like I'm constantly hitting a wall. And so that was my question. If you can answer that question, I would appreciate it. God bless.
Well, it's good to hear from Brenda. Thanks, yes. Brenda, for reaching out.
Yes, indeed. And I can answer that question because, Brenda, I've been exactly where you are. I received Christ at a summer camp when I was 12 years of age, and I didn't know what it meant to really be a Christian. I didn't know that I had been made alive together with Christ. I didn't know that Christ had sent his Spirit to take up residence in me. Because I didn't know all of that truth, I tried to live the Christian life through my own energy, my own strength, my own human effort. Yeah. And I was no match against sin. And Brenda, that's exactly the battle that you've been waging for all of these years. You're trying to overcome sin in your life through human effort. It's on your shoulders to clean yourself up and to stop giving in to those temptations, whatever they might be, and then you'll be clean before God. Well, that's not how it works. You're going to live frustrated, you know, for as long as you continue to depend upon your human effort to be the difference. It'll never be the difference. You're always going to fall flat on your face, and sin is going to be the outcome time and time and time again. So, Brenda, it's time to learn a new way of living. And that new way of living, as Paul said in Galatians 2, is by faith in the Son of God who loved you and gave himself for you. Well, what does that mean? You die to the law, you die to self-effort, you die to you know, trying to pull yourself up by your own bootstraps. You leave that behind and say, Lord, I'm trusting you. You took away my sins 2,000 years ago. As a result, I have forgiveness in you, and now you have come to live inside of me. So certainly you demonstrated power over sin and death way back then. I'm going to start trusting you to demonstrate power over sin and death in my life. And as Paul goes on to say, as you walk in the Spirit, as you trust the Lord Jesus, as you live by faith in the one who loved you and gave himself for you, the byproduct of that is you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. Now, here's, Brenda, one of the reasons that you keep asking God to forgive you, you keep asking God to come back into your life, is this, because you have an unrealistic expectation that if it really occurred, that you would never have those sinful desires ever again. That once you truly are born again, that the sinful desires will go away. They'll be eradicated. Well, that's just not the case. we all are housed in a body of flesh, and as Paul says, within that flesh is sin. That sin isn't us, but sin continues to have its way through these members of our body. So if your flesh was gratified in a certain way before you came to know Christ, well, guess what? It's still going to want to be gratified in exactly the same way after you come to know Christ. Mm-hmm. So your fleshly desires aren't going to go away. So don't look at that and say, oh, this didn't take again. Lord, please come back into my life. No, you're going to have those fleshly desires. Here's the good news. The power of those desires over you has been broken. You have no obligation to the flesh. You can walk by the Spirit, and in walking by the Spirit, those desires of the flesh are going to be handled. Handled by who? By the Spirit of God. So if you are walking by the Spirit, you will not be gratifying the desires of the flesh. So, Brenda, here's what I want you to do. I want you to find your place of rest. I want you to come to a point and say thank you to Jesus Christ that he took away your sins once and for all 2,000 years ago, that in him you have redemption, the forgiveness of sins, and that he is alive living in you. If you will start every day with that prayer of thanksgiving and end every day with that prayer of thanksgiving, you're going to start to see your eyes move away from your sin and on to Jesus Christ. And when your eyes begin to move to Jesus Christ, that's when you're going to experience victory in your life. That's when this abundant life is really going to take hold inside of you. It's there. You've already been made alive together with Christ. Christ lives in you. You want to experience it? Keep your eyes on Christ. Say this prayer of thanksgiving every morning, every night, that your sins have been forgiven, that in Christ you have redemption, the forgiveness of sins, and that Christ is alive living in you. And also, Brenda, we have some great resources. If you can call us back or email me, bob@basicgospel.net, that's bob@basicgospel.net, we'll send you some resources that I think will be a big help to you, a big encouragement, and will help you get over this hump and start really experiencing the joy and peace that you have that's there for you in Christ Jesus.
Brenda, so glad you reached out to us, and be sure to send Bob that information, your contact information, bob@basicgospel.net. Well, it is Basic Gospel. Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and Bob, we've talked about it all month, and now the offer of the CD series containing your top 10 favorite passages ends tomorrow, right?
It is. That's the last day. We've got another resource coming available in February, but this particular one is just wonderful to me, because these are the passages God used to really assure me that he was alive living inside of me. These were the passages God used to grow me in his grace, and these are the passages that he continues to use today in my life. And if you listen very long, very regularly, you will hear these passages being taught, you know, week in and week out here on the Basic Gospel broadcast. So we want you to have this resource as an encouragement to you, to help you find your place of rest in Christ, to help you grow in grace and in your knowledge of the Lord Jesus, and to help you live out who you are as a child of God.
And to get your copy of the top 10, be sure to donate no later than tomorrow when you visit basicgospel.net. Again, that's basicgospel.net. Well, Bob, we had another call that came in. Do you want to go to Mary Jo?
Let's go to Mary Jo in Louisville. She's got a great question on repentance. Hi, Mary Jo.
Well, hi. I forgot what I'd asked. Listen to all that. I thought, oh, no, but you remembered.
You have a question on repentance. You want to know what that is, right?
Right.
Yeah, okay. Well, thank you so much for your call. That's such an important question, and it's an important word for us. Now, most people define it as turning from your sin and turning to Jesus. There's a lot more to the word repentance than that, and it really is a change of mind. So we thought there was life, there was fulfillment, there was satisfaction out there in the world. And so we chased all of that out there in the world. We thought if we had more money, we would be happy, and that's what life would be about. We thought if we had all these different relationships, we thought life was found there, and that could make us happy, and that didn't work. If we had power and prestige, and so our minds were buying into the lies of this world. And then the gospel comes along. It's the gospel of Jesus Christ, his death, his burial, his resurrection. And he is the one claiming to be our source of life. And so when we see that and we move toward Jesus and we say, I want to receive you. I want to experience what you're bringing to the table. I want to experience your life in full. That's when repentance really takes place. It's the power of the gospel moving our hearts and minds away from the things of this world and placing them into Jesus Christ. That's what repentance is all about.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for your call. As always, good to hear from you.
Yeah, thanks, Mary Jo. Well, Bob, we had this call that came in from Dimitri. Let's listen.
I've been a Christian for 30 years. I've heard so many preachers and teachers on the radio all my Christian life. Anyway, this sounds like ultra grace, where anything a Christian does is fine in God's eyes because he doesn't see their sin. He sees Jesus in them. But I'd like to get your thoughts on what Paul is saying about working out our salvation with fear and trembling. And he also said to flee youthful lust. And he points out throughout all the epistles to not do things. It seems like you're saying everything is complete, but we have a responsibility too. It says in James, faith without works is dead. Thank you very much, Bob.
Well, Dimitri, we are complete in Christ. I mean, you can't deny that. That's what the Word of God says. Colossians chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. The fullness of the Godhead dwells in Jesus Christ, and in him we are complete. We have total forgiveness of sins. We've been made righteous. We've been made holy and perfect in his sight. We've been made alive together with Christ. Christ has come to live inside of us through his Spirit. We're complete. You can't add to that. So we have to start there. And when we start there, then we're going to start there from a position of rest, from a position of God's favor, and then we can figure out, okay, how are we to live as these new creatures in Christ Jesus? And we're going to see the answer to that question is going to look a lot like love. So Dimitri was responding to a call that we had. Somebody was having sex with his girlfriend and wondering what he should do. He wanted to make a change. So I said, hey, who are you in Christ? Who is Christ in you? And so allow that love of God start to flow through you. And when you do, you're going to see that the best thing that you can do is to either walk away from the relationship, either choose to get married and move forward in that, or change the nature of the relationship altogether and simply become friends.
Yeah.
So love is going to dictate, and none of that that the Holy Spirit is going to move a person to do is going to have anything to do with sexual immorality or impurity. It's going to reflect the goodness of Christ's life in and through us, and that's only going to happen by the power of the grace of God.
Thanks for reaching out, Dimitri. Hope that's a help to you. And friends, again, thanks to everyone who supports this ministry with your love, your prayers, and your gifts. And ending tomorrow, we'd like to say thanks for supporting Basic Gospel by sending you a copy of the CD series, The Top 10 Bob Christopher's Favorite Passages. Now, that offer does end tomorrow, so be sure to visit basicgospel.net and click donate. Again, that's basicgospel.net. And if you have questions you'd like us to address and can't get to us during the live broadcast, do what these folks did, and leave us a voicemail at 844-322-2742. We would love to hear from you. 844-322-2742. Now, for Bob Christopher and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you back again tomorrow as we continue on our Friday series, The Great I Am, on Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.